You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What's going on? What is up? Hello. I'm trying not to be in a bad mood. We're going to start the show off in a good mood, guys. Good mood. Welcome. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Real ass dude, I'm not even inspired by my names right now. I'm so upset. I am upset right now because we are not live. We are not live from Stand Up New York Labs. John Fatigate, our former producer, I'm not saying we're leaving Stand Up New York Labs, but I'm saying we're looking for a new producer for the show because he does not have the best interest in mind for the show. It's upsetting to me.
Well, here we are, here to do our jobs, and John Fatigate's out on his Jared Fogle child fucking sex tour. Wherever he is, I'm sure he's having sex with children.
He's not even in town.
Where is John today?
He's out having sex with children.
Into the mic. Where is John today?
Who are you, by the way? Every week there's a new guy here.
Yeah, we know each other. That's Chris. Chris is the fucking man.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, he's here all the time.
He could ask you the exact same thing, and your answer would be the exact same thing. Oh, you don't know who I am? I'm Chris. I'm here all the time.
It's because we have the same name.
I know. That was my joke. You get it? Fuck face.
Terrible.
So, look, where's John today?
He's upstate.
Upstate, on vacation. On vacation, John Fatigate.
He's fucking children on vacation.
He's got a right to do that.
To fuck children? You're a monster.
No, dude, he's gone on vacation. How many times has John gone on vacation now at this point? It's fucking driving me out of my mind, dude. The guy, look, I love John. He's one of the greatest people I know, like as a dude, but as a leader of a network, he is falling short. He is one of the worst leaders of any podcast network I've ever met in my entire life. And I'm going to tell him this right now. I'm calling him. So angry. I'm so angry right now. We come in and we're told we can't go live. We cannot go live because we're not set up for that. And I want to find out what's going on here. I wonder what John's doing. Excuse me, Mr. Fatigate. Get your finger out of my butt. Hello? Hello? Still just ringing. And another thing, we need a better system of fucking calling people than me plugging in my cell phone. I'm so angry right now. Shut up, Chris. You're making me sick. We come in and they tell us that we do not have the ability to stream live and that my podcast is going to be released at 5 p.m. today. So that's what the Real Ass fans. The people who have been coming back week after week, Friday at 12 noon, to wait 18 minutes for us to start. Week after week, you guys have been coming back and doing this. And today, we do not have the ability to go live. So we're not a live podcast anymore, guys. We are in 2008. We have the capabilities.
No, we're 2012. They weren't even going live in 2012.
Yeah, we are a 2011 podcast. We're at the forefront of technology in 2011.
Yeah.
Dude, do you see? Dude, I got a fucking Yeti. We're talking into Yeti microphones right now, Chris? Can you please text John Fatigate and have him give me a call when he gets a chance? Can you do that for me? Is that all right? He's fucking right now camping somewhere in the mountains of upstate New York. I fucking hope a mountain lion tears his throat out of his body. We are not live. When did we know that we weren't going live?
I mean, I knew this morning.
This morning. So we could have known. I could have preemptively set up a fucking Periscope. I could have preemptively set up my YouTube page to at least have a fucking camera angle on the table.
You want a Periscope now?
No, I don't. No? I don't. Okay, I want to talk about the fucking real ass topics that I've chosen for today. You know, and I want to feel good. That's what happens. You want to come into a podcast. You want to just with comedy, with stand-up comedy, with acting, with radio, with podcasting, with any form of comedy. If you want to get the best out of people, if you're looking for the absolute best product, you want them to be comfortable, excited, happy, fucking ready to go. Ready to go. And today I come in and we are not able to go live, which is, it's deflating. Every bit of me is now fucking deflated. I have stretch marks. I've lost a lot of weight. It's a good thing overall, guys.
It's troubling.
Is it not, Zach? Am I overreacting right now?
Usually I would say yes. However, the fact that we all had to come at noon when we probably could have pushed it back if we didn't.
We could have done it at 4 p.m. We could have done it anytime. We could have technically done it yesterday. John told me to do it yesterday, and I was like, no, dude, I'm kind of busy at that time. Plus, I want to go live. We go live. That's what we do. We're a live podcast. So, welcome, 2011, guys. New movie this weekend. I'm going to go see Real Steel.
Good pretty reference.
Pretty excited. Possibly go see Contagion. It's out in theaters. I think it's going to win a Grammy this year. Is that what they do? They give Grammys to movies?
We're all going
to
sign up for Google Plus.
The soundtrack is so good. You see this new service, dude? Vine, 6-second videos.
I don't know if Vine was out yet in 2011.
Dude, next year, this new thing, I read about it. They're doing a crowdfunding thing called Vine. Unbelievable. I can't
dude, I think
it.
The dude from Subway fucks kids.
Shut up, dude. What, are you fucking crazy?
You know that he fucks kids?
He's pulling that out of his ass. What, are you fucking nuts? How funny would it be 4 years from now? We say, oh, he does. All right, we stink. Fine. Maybe we shouldn't go live. maybe that's God saying, guys, you need to be edited.
I think the energy is brought out of here, though.
You need to be edited, people. You're not ready to do this live. Maybe that's the answer. Is that what you think, Chris? We're not good enough to go live?
Listen, I think you guys are great.
Maybe that's what John Fatigate thinks. John Fatigate thinks we are not good enough to be a live podcast. And I understand that. But I wish as my producer he would say that to me as opposed to just going off on a kid fucking vacation in the mountains of Buffalo.
Yeah, like, we understand, John, you like your black kids better than us. But you could show us a little respect. We know we're not the favorite, but you could pretend that you love us all equally.
Fuck, dude. All right, I got to be in a good mood. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put on a little Main Street by Seeger. And in the meantime, let's get some plugs out of the way up top. We'll do the plugs up top from now on, because let's just get into our shit today. That's our little intro to the show. We'll get our plugs out of the way up top from now. We'll put on a little bit of Seeger Main Street, because that always makes me feel good. It's an old one of the best in the business, Vic Garcia. He gave me this fucking suggestion, a song. He's like, if you're in a bad mood and you're feeling shitty, you're feeling down, you feel like nothing could go right in the world, all you need is to throw on a little bit of Bob Seger Main Street and all's good again.
Let's see if it works.
It really will.
Let's see if it has the effect.
Dude, I believe me, I do this fucking probably 3 times a day. So
right now, my happy song is Fireworks by Katy Perry.
Oh, is this a live one? I'll do a live. Why not?
Live is better. The crowd reaction.
All right. So look, plugs, guys. October 9th and 10th, I'll be in... this isn't a great version, whatever. October 9th and 10th, I'll be at Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island. So come and check that out. Then also, I would say live. We're live. You know, I got a pretty big gig tonight. Levity Live. West Nyack, but you know, sorry guys, now you only got a couple hours to get there, so you're probably not going to make it if you're downloading this right now.
If you live any more than 4 hours away, you're not making it.
Yeah.
If you live more than 4 hours away, you're not going to go see fucking Lewis at Levity Live.
You'd have probably went to go see Artie Lang earlier tonight. Also go to Gomez Comedy. More dates coming up. Headlining shit in the works. Anything to plug real quick?
Follow me on Twitter at Zach is not funny.
I'll be at Labor Day weekend, Uncle Vinny's. Come check it out.
The only place that books you now.
Well, I have one, you have three. So, you know, I'm catching up to you.
Here we go. All right. Little Seeger Main Street sounding like it's being played through like a homemade toilet paper roll speaker. I hate everything today.
We're falling apart at the seams.
That's fine. All right. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. That was your fake intro. That was your 9-minute. Let me get my shit out of the way intro. Okay.
But now we're ready to go.
So now we're in a good mood. Okay. Now I'm feeling good. All right. So Jared is fucking kids. That's the truth, guys. What were you going to talk about that on today? I feel like everyone's talked about it already. I feel like everyone's given their opinion the first go around when we found out that Jared was involved. Here's what happened, right? They come out and the original story was somebody that Jared worked with was being arrested for child porn charges. Jared was being questioned you know,
about, as a business associate of his.
Yes. So it was like, oh, nothing yet.
But everyone jumped the gun. Every major media outlet was like, Jared's a fucking kid fucker. Basically, the headlines, it was so misleading, the headlines. They were like, you know, Jared Fogle detained by police on child molestation
charges.
Not charges, but investigation, right? So they lay it out that way, and you read the headline immediately, and you go, Jared Fogle, child fucker. And I remember going, all right, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't just fucking, you shouldn't mislead people and use clickbait to get people to click on your website, because it's bullshit. He was just being investigated for his buddy, okay? I should not have defended the guy. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
We made a huge mistake. I did too. Mm-hmm.
I put some bad juju. I put some bad juju out there for myself.
But everyone who read the article was like, oh, all right, well, it's just his associate of his. So it's like, it's nothing.
Here's the problem.
But most people don't read the article.
Yeah.
I read the article.
Well, no, most people don't, though. And me personally, Zach as well, I went pretty hard. If you listen back to the episodes, I was like, fuck you, America. Fuck you, media. Fuck you, everybody, for throwing this guy under the bus. This guy will only be remembered for the rest of his life as somebody who fucks kids, and that's not right, okay? And I looked at God. I said, God, Jared Fogle's a good person, okay? Take me instead. I said that to God. I defended him harder than I've ever defended anybody on the Real Ass podcast. Completely wrong.
Yeah, we
he's fucking
up.
Kids. Not only is he looking at kids, he is fucking kids.
Yeah. He's going at them pretty hard.
Is it a boy or a girl? Do we know?
They said both on the computer.
No.
Yeah.
I think he fucked like two.
He's a bisexual kid fucker.
Yeah.
I think he fucked two minor girls.
I didn't even know that there were bisexual kid fuckers.
I don't know if they said he visited like child prostitutes or like girls that were in sex slavery.
Yeah, like 16, 17 year olds. He got charged for that.
That's not that bad. All right, that is bad. That's bad.
It's illegal.
Stop it.
Let's be dudes about this.
Let's just be real ass dudes about this. If I found out some guy fucked a 16-year-old prostitute, that is a horrible, horrible, horrible crime, okay? I am not saying that's not a bad crime. I'm just saying it's not as bad as raping a 10-year-old.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's not the same thing. And, yeah, all right, the sex slavery thing, you know.
It's horrible.
It's a horrible thing. But you cannot put that, when I'm thinking that Jared Fogle is fucking children, I am imagining very vividly.
Children.
A bisexual sex party, like little, like a 9 and 10 year old boys and girls feeding him grapes, you know, fucking massaging his feet. What else do kids have to do? I don't know what kids can do. I don't.
You
really,
got a kid.
He's 2 and a half. He can't do shit yet.
Yeah, he's not sexy yet.
He's not only sexy, but he's not. It's all looks. There's no personality yet.
16 should be like a slap on the wrist, and then he turns his hand around, and it's a little high five when no one's looking.
Oh, you meant to slap my wrist. You meant high five.
Yeah. 16. Come on. Let's not burn the guy at the stake. Younger than that is rough.
16 year old big titties, though.
I think I have to defend Jared again. We're back on the side. Look, I'm not defending. He's an animal, okay? But I'm saying, once again, the clickbait media has led me to believe that he's having bisexual kid fucking parties when he's just fucking teenage sex slaves. That is a different crime. Stealing a car is a different crime than stealing a fucking
cab ride.
Or let's just do something completely different, because it's a different thing.
Bicycle.
Right. Stealing a car is different than stealing a bicycle. Okay, and I think stealing a car is a little bit worse. I'm not that saying that stealing a bike isn't bad, okay?
Yeah, it's a crime.
You're a dick if you steal somebody's bike.
Yeah, but you're a dick.
But you're not an animal. You're an animal. Yeah. You steal somebody's car, you are fucking really a piece of shit. You know how much a car's worth?
There's a big difference between committing a carjacking and like taking a skateboard.
And jacking off on a 7-year-old.
Listen, how old was Priscilla when she moved in with Elvis? Like fucking 13, like, right?
13, 14, yeah.
Yeah, hold on. And no one gives a shit about that.
Because he was the king.
Jerry Lee Lewis's wife was like 12.
And that was his cousin.
And yeah, no one gives a shit about that. But this fucking faggot eating sandwiches.
Was 14 when she got pregnant.
Yeah.
No, when she met Elvis.
When she met Elvis, yeah.
When she met Elvis.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure he waited.
I think she might have moved in at 16. That's what might have been the consent age that back then.
Yeah, but I'm sure Elvis fucking waited.
It's look, it was a different time back then. I mean, look, people were having families at 19 back then. You know, people going off to war, and you'd own a house when you were 21. back during this time. So let's just put a little perspective. 14 in 1950 or 55 or whatever it was, or whenever they fucking met each other, 14 years old was 20 today. You know what I'm saying? Or like maybe 18. Let's say 18. Because okay. It was probably like right on the legal limit or whatever it was.
I mean,
it's like 18. Look, as an adult, as a 33-year-old man, now I remember when I was younger, when I was like 23, I was like, dude, fucking 18-year-old pussy all day, crushing 18-year-old puss. And then as you get older, like every 3 or 4 years after that, it ticked up another year. Like,
I
all
see.
Right, 19, 20. Like 21 now is probably the bare minimum that I could go without feeling like I'm a pedo.
I see fucking 18-year-olds in the villa that did because NYU's coming back. I look at them, I'm like, they look fucking like
they're
like 12.
Children, dude. Yeah.
They look so young.
I know. They look like fucking children.
Yeah.
You know? But look, at the end, you know, I can't sit here. It's whatever. I feel like we're obviously joking around and making fun of the story. And Jared Fogle is an animal if he's fucking children's sex slaves.
Did he know that?
But it is legitimately a thing that the media does. They really just can't give you the story. Give me the fucking facts. Just lay it out for me. How do I not know that Jared is fucking a 16 or 17-year-old teenage girl and not banging little children in a fucking alleyway somewhere? And yeah, I'm sure I could have read one of the articles.
Yeah, but didn't he have videos? He had videos of like he had not a care center, but like a fund. They would come over his house and he would like put cameras in his bathroom and stuff like that, and we'd tape them.
I don't know if I read that. I don't think that should.
That's
be
what I saw that.
Do you think you should be able to put a camera in your own bathroom?
Probably not.
Why not?
Not you're not allowed to film people in the bathroom against their without their consent.
Even and your own.
And if they're under 18,
dude, they're like 10.
Yeah, and if they're under 18, they can't give the consent to do that.
That's a problem. Okay, obviously that's a problem. I'm just saying, if you have your own home, right? Why are you not legally allowed to just set up cameras in your bathroom and film people taking shits? Or showers or whatever. Why aren't you, if they're above the age of, I get why you can't do it to a minor, but why is it if it's in your home, you can't legally do that?
I think you're right. I think if they're over 18, it's your house.
It's your
house, your rules.
I really do believe that.
Or do you want to stay under this roof? You let me film you shitting.
I'm not saying like, you're in my house, I'm now allowed to beat you within an inch of your life. I'm saying I'm allowed to set up cameras in my home how I see fit.
What if you're just an ultimate bachelor and you have cameras in every like place in your house so you can watch yourself fucking?
I used to secretly film chicks while I fucked them. Not like regularly, like, and I didn't do it to like, it was never chicks that I wasn't like fucking regularly. It would be a thing. Like it would turn me on if she didn't know the camera was on. It was like girls that I was like dating, right? I ever told the story on this podcast.
I don't know if you told it on this. I know this story. I don't know if you told it on here, though.
I'll give the long story short. This chick was banging for a while. It's actually the chick that me and Dave Smith double teamed. I was like, I need to bring it to the next level. My dick's barely getting hard with this chick anymore. Dude, you've gone through everything. I double teamed her.
Now that she had Dave, her pussy doesn't get wet anymore.
Yeah. That big old meaty dick. But I wanted to bring it to the next level. So I was like, I'm going to secretly film me fucking her. So I put the camera on my desk the night before. And then I set it up for the next day. And so I get up in the morning and I turn it on. So you just see Fat Lewis like creepily climbing into the bed and starting to massage her. And it's just not working for like 5 minutes. She's like, get off me. I don't want to do anything right now. She's like tired. Then finally I wake her up. She turns over and starts kissing me. And she looks directly into the camera. And she's like, why is that camera on? And then I have to walk over to the desk and be like, what are you talking about? The battery's dying. Click. That's the end of the video. So, yeah, I'm a creep. Whatever.
It is bordering creepy to film somebody when they don't know.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're
dating. The fact that you'd try to rape her in the beginning.
I'm not trying to rape her. Trying to make love to her in the morning. She didn't feel like doing it. What are you going to do? Every time you try to fucking kiss a chick, she's into it, Scopo?
Yeah.
That's not true. But it's like, it is a little creepy, but it's not. I mean, like. Look, if you're dating me and you know the type of sexual deal, I have sex like in public, like, you know, in front of a window with people like walking by, I can watch. I like shit like that. Like, you know that I'm into some like deviant shit. The girl knew. I told her later on, obviously, what was going on. And I would just show these girls the videos afterwards. They would usually think it's that. Nobody ever got mad. It wasn't that many. It was only like three chicks maybe, but it was, I guess it sounds a lot creepier than it is, but it's like, yeah, that's the type of person like I am in the bedroom. Like, I like to do like freaky shit, you know? So, yeah, don't fuck me, ladies. You might get filmed. This is also when I was like 23. I'm over that now.
Yeah, that was a decade ago.
Yeah.
That was a decade of Lewis ago.
I've grown so much as a rapist. Guys, I'm not using antiquated technology anymore, okay? I mean, I really get in there.
If he wants it, he'll get it.
Drone rape. Let me explain to you about how to rape a trick with a drone.
He knows Kumia now. He's got access to a drone.
Oh, shit. This is fucking having a chick suck my dick.
What's that noise?
And then you lose the drone over somebody else's roof because you're an asshole.
I really am. That was like a $40 drone, though. Whatever. Fuck. So, yeah, dude. Jared Fogel. It's it, man. That's it. He's done now.
His life is over.
He's looking at... And by the way, that's why when they said, wow, he's only facing 12 and a half years in prison, I thought it was a little low.
One for each year.
I thought it was a little low for bisexual child sex parties. I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I assume that you would get a lot more time for that. But if it's a 16 or 17 year old girl, if that's all they have on him.
Yeah, I don't think they know.
Too much time. I think give him 6 years.
Out in 4.5. I don't think he fucked kids like 10, 12 years old. I think he filmed them, which was the fucked up part.
I don't know.
He's going to have to be in some fucking super protected jail, though, to be that famous and to be famous for now for fucking kids.
Think about how much it sucks to go from $5 footlongs to shitty one slice bologna sandwiches.
All that processed food.
Oh,
dude, he's going to get murdered.
No, he's not.
They beat the shit out of pedophiles.
They're not going to beat the shit out of him or murder him. You know, it's so funny because they do that a lot. They're like, the New York Post, hilariously, I'll actually pull this up. New York Post, Jared Fogel. Pull up this image right here. Hold on, let's see. This is the cover of the New York Post. Are you pulling it up on the screen? Enjoy a foot long in jail. It says on the cover of the New York Post, dude. By the way,
where are the social justice warriors? That's a rape joke.
Yeah, that's a rape joke.
And on the front of a newspaper, you fucking twats. Where is your fucking fury?
Do you know why they're not going after him? He has nothing left. What are they going to go after him for?
No, I mean, where are the ladies that are mad at the newspaper for making a rape joke?
Oh, okay, the Post.
If there was a chick on the cover, enjoy your footlong in an alleyway.
Oh, God, forget about it.
Yeah, here's the thing. There seems to be this kind of sentiment that...
Getting raped is funny.
We talk about
guys getting raped in jail for being a child molester is funny. That's typically...
Yeah, but any guy going to jail, people are enjoy Bubba, your cellmate kind of fucking...
Well, people, jokes. Yes, people are definitely much more willing to make a joke about that. But granted, we did just spend 5 minutes making a ton of rape jokes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not going to...
We invented drone rape.
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude. Drone rape is our thing, okay? Nobody else has that. I can't, it's almost like when white guys go, it's like, oh, where's the white entertainment channel, man? Come on. It's like, all right, we get it. Well, yeah, I understand why this is more acceptable than making a joke about a woman being raped if it's a child molester going to prison. But I think it's kind of funny. We kind of accept it and we almost like champion these animals in jail who are raping these child molesters. There's a couple of things. Number one, the justice system gets it wrong a lot. I promise you there's been some dudes that have been butt-fucked in jail unjustly, okay? Number two, we do this, and I think, you know, the guys in prison, they almost make it look like, yeah, look what we're doing. We're fucking showing this guy. No, it's the guy that they can kind of get away with raping. You know, it's just their own way to go and rape a dude, and nobody's going to really hunt them the fuck down. You know, the guy that comes in because he fucking committed credit card fraud, they rape the fuck out of him, dude. He's going to have a family that's going to seek them out. It's going to be a whole shitstorm. This guy, that's it, dude. The guy that's fucking kids, nobody's coming to get your back. Everybody's doing the same thing. Yeah, good for you. But there was one guy in Brazil, he raped like a 3-year-old boy to death. Like, he killed this boy.
Jesus.
Dude, they fucking raped this guy so good in Brazil. You have no, I'm talking about... Dude, they fucking raped him. They stabbed him, right? They stabbed him in the back like 30 times. They raped him. They were trying to murder this guy while they were raping him. He lived, okay? They raped his asshole so bad they had to sew up his asshole. He got back out. They tore out all of his stitches and raped him again.
Did he die after the second rape?
I don't know. But if he didn't, he is truly unbreakable.
Yeah.
He should have a movie made about him. He should be a superhero.
It was Bruce Willis.
He's unrapeable. That's crazy, though. That's, and then we all go, yeah. Dude, that specific story came up on everybody's Facebook feed. People were sharing it. They were high-fiving it. They were drinking sweet tea going, yeah, fucking rip. They tore the stitches out. Oh, my God. What if they were wrong? What if they wrongly charged this guy, which happens all the time in America, which I don't know, but I'd like to think that we have a more put together justice system than fucking Brazil. Okay? Crazy. How much AIDS do you think he has now? Because that's it, dude.
All
of
the
it's
AIDS.
Over, dude.
All the AIDS. He has all the AIDS.
He owns 33.3% of the AIDS in the world. He's a one-third owner. But yeah, dude, Jared Fogle is it's over, man. Subway, it's kind of over. I saw they had a frustrated tweet.
Did you see the Jason Sainz's sign he put up on a Subway?
What did he put?
You know Sainz signs. Jason Sainz does those like funny signs. He put up on a Subway due to the incident with our former spokesperson, Subway will no longer be selling baby spinach. And put it on a Subway. It was so fuck. He is so fucking funny, dude.
That's fucking.
You think they're gonna hilarious. Subway's gonna lose their other people because they have like other athletes in their spokesman, and Jared would come on at the end.
Dude, I think
I would drop him if I was a fucking if dude, I was one of the guys.
I think that they are going to never come back from this. They are not going to survive this, dude. Listen to me. This is tweets. Jared Fogle's actions are inexcusable, and we do not represent our brand's values. We had already ended our relationship with Jared. Why are you tweeting this?
But you're always going to remember that now.
We no longer have a relationship with Jared and have no further comment. Why are you tweeting this?
Because they have to make it public. They have already, though.
This is already. Here's what they're doing. This is in response to everybody being like, Subway, you're enabling a kid fucker, right? Which, in reality, they were. I mean, what do you want to say, dude? Fucking, look, you know, I can't say that Subway did anything wrong, but in reality, that is the chance you take as a business in the world. You know, here's the thing. I've owned businesses before. When you open a business, now you are leaving yourself susceptible to being sued. You know, if you open a comedy club, you never had to worry about somebody fucking slipping and cracking their skull for the most part, on your property and getting sued. You know what I'm saying? You never had to worry about somebody getting into a fist fight and going like, well, they didn't have enough security now. This is just a fucking problem that comes into your life by owning a business. And when you have a brand as large as this and you choose a brand representative, which is just some fucking big, fatty, virgin loser, look at him. When you see him, you're like, all right, dude, what do you think this kid's sexual preferences are? Do you think they're going to be fucking normal? That is the lesson here. You only hire hot people. Do not hire a Zach Amico. If you dig up the skeletons in Zach Amico's closet and you look for the sexual perversions and the shit that he's done in his past, let me tell you something. It's going to be there. He does not represent your brand values. I don't give a fuck if Zach starts eating fucking, Starbucks fucking cake pops and then he loses 100 pounds. He's like, oh shit, dude, he's going to be the Starbucks cake pop representative. No, because Zach has fucked some kids probably. Just look at him and assume it.
Okay. Hold on.
Whoa. Who told you this?
Wait a second. First of all, that 17-year-old brought me Coke. And I think I've told this story on the podcast before.
You fucked a 17-year-old? When?
How old were you?
25.
Oh, God, that's not a kid. That's not a kid. That's legal. That's consent.
Okay.
Just lie and say you're 19.
I was like 24, 25, and I had for like 3 months.
You dated her.
Yeah,
that's kind of. I gotta lie. I can't lie. Well, here's the thing, right?
Okay, one time, and I won't
stop. Just stop.
Hold on.
Let me just stop you now.
Go ahead.
Because it sounds like it's getting worse. You've gone to the line already. Yeah, exactly. Let me
Zach,
just stop you
shit
now.
Shit is going well. For
what
you
are you doing?
Life. Yeah.
I feel like I kind of crossed the line before by telling one of those videotape girls that I used to date without them knowing.
Well, I just wanted to jump off the bridge with you.
Okay, what is it? Tell me now. Now I kind
of
want to know.
Okay, one time she was on top of me. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning, and she was fucking me, and her dad...
I fingered her baby brother.
Her dad called her, and she sat down on my dick and yelled at her dad. She goes, I'm at the mall with Leah, and I came.
Oh, that's not that bad, though.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It was so much
fun. Did she have braces?
No.
She needed them, though. No, guarantee she needed them.
she needed them with him? Yeah, she needed them.
She needed a teeth whitening.
She had a couple things wrong with her.
Some liposuction.
Oh, she was great.
Surprised her actually dad was in her life.
He was on his way out the door.
I fucking... I don't know. I don't have a problem with a 24, 25-year-old guy dating a 17-year-old. Who cares, you know?
Somebody was going to fuck her.
Who cares? You know, look, dude, is it a little creepy?
Yes.
Kind of, you know? But I get it, you know? I get it. I get why younger girls are hot. I look at teen
porn. She literally told me when I asked her favorite book when we on our first date, she said Lolita. Like, so I knew she was going to fuck older dudes. Like, that was her thing.
I mean, dude, I when I search out porn, for the most part, I'm searching for, like, quote-unquote teens. Like, I mean, look, they're 21-year-old girls, but they look like fucking 18, 17-year-old girls. That's a whole market. The schoolgirl uniforms is a fantasy. You know, we live in a society now where you go, like, are we pretending that that's not a real, legitimate fantasy? Schoolgirl uniform, that's one of the oldest ones in the books. If you asked, like, you know, not now because people can't be honest, but 10 years ago, if you were just like, all right, an outfit for a fantasy for your girl, now go, choose one.
Catholic schoolgirl is always, yeah.
9 out of 10 times you'd be a Catholic schoolgirl. And who are Catholic schoolgirls?
Teenagers.
They're teenage girls. It's a whole... They're
putting ponytails, make them look, feel younger.
And what happens is we suppress it, and nobody admits that they like 17 and 18-year-old girls. There's nobody admits it. Nobody. Do you think 17 and 18-year-old girls are attractive or hot? Nope. No way. Crazy? I'm a creep. No, 21, 22. Like, I don't think I could be with one because I would feel like a fucking creep. But I'm not going to say that in 18. Like, Kylie Jenner, are you fucking kidding me? Do you know how hot that chick is?
I thought you were going to say she's not hot. I was like, you're out of your mind. She's smoking hot.
Dude.
Oh, my God, is she hot.
Dude, she's eight. She just turned 18, too.
She just turned 18. She got her tits done.
She got her tits done.
Yeah, she got tits done.
August 10th. Dude, August fucking 10th. Her birthday just happened.
Hot off the presses.
Dude, look at this. Can you pull her? I'm pulling her up on the screen, dude.
The ink is still drying.
Look at this chick, dude. Look at this fucking... You're going to tell me...
so hot.
As an adult man, I don't give a fuck, dude. Forget the age. Forget. You're going to tell me you don't think that she's smoking hot as an adult man. That is fucking crazy. Is this episode just us turning into pedophiles slowly? We're just morphing. Let's get younger and younger. Yeah. That'd be another great podcast. We just trick adults into saying 15-year-old girls are smoking hot. Yeah, she's smoking hot, dude. Really, really fucking attractive. And she's just turned 18 years old. And we can't say that. We can't say it. You know, it's like...
No, we could say she's hot. I think she was the one that everyone was like, she's fucking smoked. But she has, like, the top... she's a millionaire already. She had her tits done. She probably had her ass done. She had all things enhanced already at 18. So if she was a natural 18, she would not be this hot.
I mean, you know, look... Probably. It doesn't matter, though. I'm just saying.
But she's a fucking dime. Oh, my God.
Look, I mean, there's a lot of hot 18-year-old girls. I mean, Ariana Grande. Come on, dude. How old is that chick now?
She's 21, 22. Ugh,
gross. Ancient.
Yeah. God. Give me some Francis Bean Cobain up in that shit.
Is she hot?
She's hot, yeah.
Oh, my God. I would blow a load through the back of her head like a shotgun blast.
Why don't we have a Zach and Miko quote page? Why don't you, one of you fucking assholes, make it? He's got better quotes than me. There should be an Miko quotes page. And Frances Bean, I would blow a load through the back of her head like a shotgun blast. That should just be a tweet, first of all. Why don't you just do that?
I have tweeted that.
Okay, good.
That's a thing I've been thinking for a long time.
Frances Bean cocaine.
I think when she was 16, I realized that when she was 16 and her birthday party's theme was suicide. I was like, that's my kind of woman.
She really had that?
Yeah, she had a suicide-themed birthday party.
She looks like her mom. She looks like a hot version of her mom.
Right?
Does she hate her dad? I throw it in the
thing. Her boyfriend looks just like her dad.
Really?
Oh, it's fuck. Ooh.
How old is she?
Got to be like 18, 19.
How old was Kurt?
23, dude.
Is she 23?
Yeah, because Kurt died in like 95.
Yeah, you're right.
She was born already, yeah.
Who's Isaiah? Her boyfriend's Isaiah Silva? It does look like her dad.
Right?
Ew, fucking creepy bitch. The fuck is wrong with her?
Right?
Are you pulling that up right now? That's insanity. You're fucking dating a dude that looks just like your dad. She is hot, though. She's got a fucking hot goth chick.
Oh.
She's got problems.
Oh, she's fucked up, yeah.
She's got problems. She looks like a hot version of her mom. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you just know when the pants come off, she's got like the cutting scars inside the thighs so no one can see. The secret shame?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's hot, dude. I like her. I like her. I didn't even know she was out there.
Beautiful.
I didn't even know she's like the Heroes Reborn trailer. I didn't even know she was out there, and now I'm very excited about it. That's what I equate her to.
Another hot child of a celebrity czar, Demi Moore and Bruce Willis. Look at her up.
Who's she? Who's her? Who's her kid?
I want to say Willow or something like that. She's fucking hot though.
Willow Willis?
No, it's not. I forget. It's not Willow.
Well, one of them was in a bunch of horror movies.
Well, Willow Willis. Young, is,
one of them looks like Bruce.
She just graduated from NYU last year.
One of them looks like Bruce, but one's super hot.
Demi Moore. Yeah, she's hot though.
This chick, she's not hot. I've seen this chick. This chick, she's not. Rumor.
She was on Rumor.
She's gross.
She was on, right. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
She has Zack and Miko chin.
Yeah, she's all right.
No, okay. She's hotter now. I don't know, you have a bad picture. She was on Dancing with the Stars. She's hot.
Dude, it looks like one of those. No, that's a different one. I think it is Willow. Willis was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that's her then.
Yeah, this bitch looks like, you know that like effect that you put in your phone where it just squeezes the face down into a little tiny face?
Yeah, she looks like a thumb.
Yeah, she sucks. Ew. Fucking shit, dude.
No, I have my celebrity, Noelle Foley, Mick Foley's daughter.
Oh, she's fucking smoking hot.
So fucking hot.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Get her up, dude. She's so hot.
This chick? Ooh. That's her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me say.
Noelle Foley is a fucking fox and a half.
She's okay. She's got big fat titties. Yeah, here's the problem with a wrestler daughter. Same thing with Brooke Hogan, dude. Like, they photograph really well, but you meet these bitches, they look like they've been taking HGH, dude. They got like big bones or something. There's something weird about pro wrestling daughters.
Well, it's the boom of 80s, 90s wrestlers all married models. So they have those two genes that are fighting.
Yeah, they're like tall.
So that's why you have like
gorgeous.
Randy Orton and Cody Rhodes, who are like these giant, gorgeous cut dudes with like model faces.
Yeah.
And then you get like Natalya Neidhart, who's got giant ass and giant titties, and then fucking terrifying face.
Who's Ric Flair's daughter? She's another bitch who
Charlotte.
Would be hot, but she just looks like she's
she
fucking.
She looks like Ric Flair.
Dude, Charlotte Flair, man. She looks like she's just taking some HGH. She's just a big bitch. There's just something. Look at her stomach. I don't know, man. There's just something not.
I always think that whenever she gets her period, her pussy must look like Ric Flair in the 80s at the end of a cage match.
That's another quote. That's another quote for you guys.
I mean, yeah, dude, just like, yeah, you see her face, like, just the facial structure. They got, like, big cheeks. They got fucking, I don't know, man. I don't like it, man. Pro wrestling daughters are not that sexy. I got a friend who I'm trying to get on the show. She's really hot, too. I knew this girl before she was a pro wrestler, and I knew her, and she knew me before I was a comic. She used to work for me, actually, for one of my many businesses that I've owned. She was a child prostitute. No, she was she sold comedy club tickets for me, and
same difference.
Yeah, she dude, she's fucking super cool, and I found out she doesn't live in the city anymore. She lives in Ohio now, but next time she's in the city, I'm gonna get her to come in because she's in TNA.
Oh, cool. Who is it?
Her name is Marta Bell. I don't know if you watch it. She's part of the Whatever Dolls.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This chick, smoking hot Dominican chick, big old titties. And she's really sweet, like a really cool chick. So I think it'd be fun to bring her on the show. I asked her to do Legion of Skanks. She said, she was like, I can't. She was like, TNA won't let me. She was like, I think it's great. She's listened to the show a bunch. She was like, I just can't. She was like, all right, let's get her on Real Less Podcast. We're a little less extreme. I mean, if you listen to this episode where we invented drone rape, we justified.
Advocated child fucking.
Mm-hmm. Well, we justified.
16-year-olds aren't that bad.
16-year-old.
It's
child prostitution.
Yeah. It's like stealing a bike.
One of us admitted to a vague crime.
That's not a crime, dude. If it's a girl that I'm dating,
I meant me.
Okay, good. Because you can. Why can't you secretly tape a girl that you're dating? That should be okay. That's just getting my dick harder. It's making the sex better for the both of us. Is it not?
It's just documenting a crime.
Jeez, if he gets famous, they're gonna fucking go after you so bad.
No, they're not. They're fine. I'm joking. Guys,
yeah, he's joking. None of this really happened.
It's all satire.
I didn't fuck a 17-year-old
when
I was 25.
Satire. I can't wait till that happens.
These are characters we
play. Did you see they're going after Burr now?
Oh, yeah,
said last night.
What did he say last night?
He didn't even say anything fucking bad. He was just like, we had no time to like process it in our head.
Oh, let me pull it up. Let me pull up Bill Burr and Caitlyn Jenner, right?
Yeah, he was just like, oh, we have to be like, oh, okay, Caitlyn. We didn't. He's like, and then going after him.
It was
now.
Enraging. UpRocks had like the most clickbaity article about it, where they're like, you can tell the audience was uncomfortable. No, they weren't.
They just fucking were laughing.
He's just a fucking middle-aged dude trying to process this and make it funny in his thoughts.
Who was the other comic? Dale Hughley came out, and he just fucking he said, "What is the truth?" Jim Norton said something as well on a show. It's like, yeah, dude, no. Why do I have to pretend she's beautiful? If she was a woman, I would not find her attractive. So now, because she's a dude that turned into a woman, I have to pretend that this is a physically attractive thing.
And the DL said, he's like, why is she gorgeous and Serena Williams is a man?
Yeah.
That's what he was like, it's the same thing.
It's a good point. Now, granted, I would probably rather fuck Caitlyn Jenner than Serena Williams.
But no way.
That's because I am racist. It has nothing to do with the genitalia or the way they look.
This would kill me when Bruce became Caitlyn. That was like a national news story, like at a ridiculous level.
Right.
This is like baby seals washing up on the beach because there's no fish left. And they're talking to this lady, you know, like, so Bruce, are you going to go, can your Olympic back handle a D cup? Or are you going to go with like something a little more perky? Bad way. I'm just saying. I miss that guy. I miss him already. He should have told us.
For our audio fans, Paul Verzi is hilarious.
He should have given us a chance to say goodbye. I love, you know, I watched him on the Olympics. Uh-huh. I watched him on Chips. I watched him on that horrible show my wife watched where he just walks around in the background. Nobody listened to him. It's just, it was so sad. And then, I don't know where. It's just, he just,
all of a sudden,
he's Caitlyn. Then you couldn't react. You couldn't on any level be like, oh my God, you know, what the F? You, on any level, you couldn't say that. Or you automatically homophobic. It's like, dude, I didn't hear your inner thoughts. I didn't know what you were doing. All of a sudden, you're supposed to. Dude, you shave your beard off. People are like, oh my God, that's your chin? Wow. This guy walked out, a dude came back a woman. You're just supposed to be like, oh, yes, anyways, Caitlyn, that's what I was saying. You know, this housing crisis. I think the bubble's creating again. It's just, God bless him. God bless her. Sorry, they really freak out about the pronouns, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You say God bless him, and they're like, her!
Yeah.
Sorry.
You can see Bill's show. You can see Bill's show. Does anybody remember laughter at Madison Square Garden as part of the New York Comedy Festival?
You know, here's the thing, man. Conan, it sucks because here's what Conan's got to do. And I've been here before so many times. You know, you're fucking doing something and you say something uncomfortable. And the person that you're doing the show with is not allowed to be that person.
Mm-hmm. He has to downplay
it. Bill Burr is his own boss at this point. Look, he's fucking obviously wants it to his own
Bill Burr
TV
is an
shows.
Empire.
Bill Burr is just like he's... Louis and Bill, they're almost untouchable for something like this. You know, they their fans are so into what they're doing. Like, he's telling such a truth right now that there's no way they could take him down for this. The people, like, the fact that people will try to even come at him, it stirs something up in all of us. We're going like, yeah, dude, we're like, we're on Burr's side. Like, we're standing in front of him going, like, go fuck yourself. Are you crazy? Because he is saying such an honest, real fucking thing. I love that whole clip, dude. Mm-hmm. It's just such a real ass dude moment.
Well, he's being honest with his own confusion. Like, he's admitting, I understand this is a thing that upsets people, and I'm trying to process it and make it funny and help people understand. He's creating the dialogue that they fucking want.
He's doing what 90% of the country was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, he's legitimately being a fucking voice of somebody, you know, because the truth is when, you know, the rest of America, the middle of this country, except for New York and LA and a couple little cities here and there, everyone else is going, oh, come on, dude. Like, really? I got to just pretend that that's not a thing. Everybody else is saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but you have these fucking super liberal people, these people that are from, you know, cities like New York, and we have this attitude of like, no, we're accepting everybody and we're
who they are.
We're very open-minded. And I'm not even saying that that's a bad thing. I'm not, by any means, I'm not saying that that's not the way society should be. I'm saying that you cannot crucify 90% of the people in this country for having a natural reaction. Gavin McGinnis touched on this on his show and, you know, a couple shows that I've seen him on, where it's like, you know, a few years ago, that is just a completely honest, real reaction for 99% of the people. And slowly but surely, we're becoming more and more accepting of these things. And I think that is a good thing. I don't think that somebody should be made to feel like they're less of a person because they see themselves a certain way. You know what I'm saying? We all have our own psychological shit, and we all have our own insecurities and things that we do to ourselves. You fucking paint your hair pink and purple because you're an insecure fucking dude, and that just
makes me feel better.
It makes you feel better about yourself, dude. So if having a fucking dick makes you feel like you're fucking masculine and that's not who you are and you want a lot more fucking power to you, I don't give a shit what you do with your body, you know? But you cannot, especially comedians, you can't come at comedians for having an honest opinion and just saying like, hey, dude, that's not the norm. Why do we have to pretend that that is the norm? Okay, it is more fake and phony for us to just, like, what, the way you described it, yeah. They walk in one door, man, they come out a woman and go, oh, yeah, well, hey, man, it's really nice weather. That is so much, in my opinion, that is more divisive, that is more hateful, that is more racist. You are just ignoring
ignoring the facts.
A major aspect of who this person is.
Not only that, 6 months ago, Bruce Jenner was, it was perfectly okay to be like, holy shit, what'd that guy do to his face?
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh God, she looks great.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, all we did was make fun of him for looking like he was melting. And how many fucking the soup jokes, how many late night jokes, was all about how weird he looked and how he was making himself look like an old lady. And now that he's an old lady, it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, look, it's a weird, touchy subject, and I get why people kind of get up in arms about...
Because he went on a national TV show and talked about it, and that's what people are like, you can't talk about her like that.
Well, here's the thing, I get the mentality to want to protect, you know?
He didn't say anything wrong.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I understand the sensibilities of people to be like, all right, this person has already been dealt a pretty shitty hand in life.
And especially if you look at all the statistics of how many trans people are killed, how many commit suicide, and how hard of a life that is.
Well, it's God's plan.
It's very, very difficult to not want to, you know, protect these people and help these people and try and get them accepted as soon as possible just because of the mortality rate for what it is to be that.
Yeah, it's like, I'm that guy. I'm the guy. Let me tell you something. This is a fact. Okay, if there was a transgender person on a subway platform and some people were fucking with that person, I'm the guy to go up and threaten the people fucking with that person. Okay, don't get it twisted. This is who I am as a person. Okay, on a very practical level, I would protect a person that has it harder than me and is not able to protect themselves. It's an instinct that I have inside of me.
You got a trans
but
friend.
Don't tell me that I can't say they've been dealt a worse hand. Don't tell me that them seeing themselves in a different body is not some sort of psychological issue and that that is not a worse hand in life, okay? Because we all have to pretend that it's not. And I think that's kind of fucked up. It's like, well, it's a contradicting argument. It's like, oh, well, we have to protect these people. We can't punch down. But they're completely equal. Well, if we're not punching down, what are you talking about? If we're equal, we're not punching down. If we're equal, I can make fun of this transgender person for his dumb dress and his Adam's apple, okay? Because if Zach was wearing a dumb dress, I would make fun of him for his dumb dress right now.
Of course.
Do you think Bruce had a bad, you say, bad, what was that? What was that word you said? Bad hand in life? You think Bruce had a bad hand in life, though? I mean, the guy was a fucking Olympic athlete.
No, not at all.
Millionaire, 9 kids.
No, but that's one card. That's one of the hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say if he's at a poker table for life, yeah, he got a lot of great hands. But if you are, if you are so fucked up,
gender dysmorphia is a fucked up, weird thing, man. It's got to really fuck with your head.
I've never even heard it called that, but that's
one of the things you get diagnosed with. Like a lot of people before they get sex change operations, a psychologist has to. Say that they have gender dysmorphia.
Is that even a thing?
No, anymore? No, it's like it's a thing. It's not like
There's a TV show.
It's not a derogatory
thing.
There's
a TV show coming out. It's like a 12 or 13 year old. Mm-hmm. It's a girl, but like at a very young age, they saw that he was kind of a girl, so they dressed him more as a girl, and he looks exactly like a girl, but he has a dick.
It's twisted. I think that's child
gender.
Abuse.
That's gender dysmorphia.
That's not gender dysmorphia. That's the parents abusing their fucking kid.
I don't think so.
No, it's if you see this kid at an age, he has very feminine features.
Listen to me, okay? If you have a child and they have a penis and you start dressing them up like a woman, I think you are abusing your child.
But what if they picked the clothes?
Yeah, he was picking the clothes at an early age.
If you wanted to ask me what I wanted to wear when I was seven, I would have said I want to wear a garbage can lid on my head. Okay? You are a child. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it, but there seems to be this thing in this country where I see all the time videos on YouTube. There'll be an 8-year-old kid where it was a little girl, and she goes like, no, I'm a boy. This is a tomboy. All you have on your hands is a tomboy. This is all it is. We dealt with them as when we were kids. There were tomboys, and they liked to dress up like little boys. I got it. Okay. In my mind, I go, she's probably going to be a lesbian one day. Now you might go, all right, maybe she's going to become transgendered one day. But to encourage it where kids should not even be thinking about sexuality, okay? Gender.
There's a difference between sexuality and gender.
Gender identity. No, but it's not, though. What is gender identity to a child?
I mean, are you a boy or a girl? Isn't that one of the first things that you said?
Yes, it is. It's one of the things you're supposed to know.
And developmental, to be able to distinguish between guys and girls.
You're right. And if there was a kid that couldn't distinguish the difference, you might say there's something there. But to embrace it and to say, all right, well, we're now going to start dressing you up like a girl, I think that might do more damage than good. This kid's going to be able to figure out who they are, okay? And you don't even, dude, to make a play like that, to say, hey, dude, I'm just going to say, all right, well, you know what? Fuck it. You're going to be a girl now. I mean, dude, what happens if the kid just the next year goes, oh, no, I wasn't a girl. What type of weird fucking back and forth thing are you doing with this kid? I think if you're
letting them pick how they, like, what they want to do.
They were letting this kid pick at an early age.
No.
She was wanting to pick.
No.
Yes. I'm telling you.
No, I understand. Yes, I'm saying no, you shouldn't do that. Okay? My kid can't curse, right? Because he's not 18. I curse. I don't care. I choose what I wear. I will choose what he wears. I don't let my son choose the clothes that he's going to fucking wear. And if my kid started saying, hey, dude, I want to wear pink tutus every day, I would say, no, James, that's not really appropriate. Pink tutus aren't appropriate for a little boy to wear, whether you're gay or not. And then later on in his life, when he decides, when he's a teenager, like, hey, this is who I am, okay? And there's not going to be a hateful part of me going, like, you're a little fucking boy. That's wrong, too. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not going to make a mockery of my kid and make a YouTube video and say, look at my kid, and this is his gender that he's chosen. I'm like, he's a little boy. He doesn't understand how the world works yet.
Okay, but
there's so much more you have to take in.
What if he's a little boy and at an early age he wants to wear the pink tutu, you're like, no. And you make it more difficult than him when he's later in life, when he wants, now he's 13, 14 years old. Now he's like, I really want to fucking wear a pink tutu, but my parents won't let me.
We're talking about a very, very, very small sect of people.
Yes, yeah.
So you have to make a play, right? And I don't think the right play is just saying, when your 7-year-old kid comes up to you and says, I want to do this, this is what I feel like is right, it's every time is the answer to go, okay, yeah, you're a kid, you have your mind of your own. They're a kid, you know? Now look, here's the thing, if my kid was really into fucking like dolls, like my kid right now, we go on YouTube, right? And he picks his own videos now, that's his new thing. Like we'll be watching videos and he'll be like, Gabba, yo, Gabba, Gabba. So I'll pull up Yo Gabba Gabba, and he'll be like, that one, down one. Sometimes he'll come across Elsa from Frozen. He'll be like, oh, Frozen, that one. I smack him right in his fucking face. Not no fucking kid of mine. You're not going to be no faggot. No, I'm kidding. Of course, dude, play it. He watches these dress-up videos where it's a little girl dressing up her dolls, okay? Now, as a fucking dude who has my own issues with being a man, yeah, part of me goes, ah, fuck, dude, I really wish he wasn't watching Elsa dress up right now. I wish he was watching Transformers or some other shit, some dude-like
fucking,
yeah. But in reality, I love my son with every bit of my being, and I don't think that that's damaging to let my kid play with girls' toys or to be exposed to feminine products, to tampons and fucking douches. You know, dude, let my kid play with some douches. No, like, it's not, I don't think it's a problem to, like, and if my kid slowly and surely, like, I think by the time they're 7 or 8, you can kind of say, like, hey, this kid might be a little fruity, you know? If that was the case, I mean, I would massage that. I'm using all the wrong words right now. Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible.
I would embrace who he is. And I would, dude, I'm telling you right now, before I had a kid, if you would have said, would you care if your son is gay? I would have been like, 100%. It would really bug me. It would really bother me. My son is the world to me. My kid's a little fruity right now, man. He's kind of a pussy. Like, when other kids are playing, he cries very easily. I don't know, man. He's a little. We'll see what happens. We got some time
is
left.
Is he pre-realized baby? You haven't given the realized baby
Bob
yet.
Dude, he put kid will push him down. He's just jerking him off. He's like, come on.
No, he's a real ass baby.
He calls other kids daddy a lot. It's really weird. No, but he's not like a super tough kid. He's not like a rough and tough kid, you know.
And he had it easier than you, though.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. But you know,
he's gonna be the first Gomez to get penetrated by something other than a knife.
Come on, dude. I mean, that was just uncalled for. That wasn't even...
I mean, that was really good, though.
That was just... Literally, it was just hurtful. It just wasn't even funny. It was just a hurtful thing.
I just wanted a funny thing to happen in this fucking rant.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you didn't ever answer the question of...
What?
We're saying at an early age, if a child displays that he likes feminine products, he likes dresses, he likes makeup, you're saying don't let him wear that. But we're saying what if he keeps going down that road, and at 13, 14... he's like, yeah, I'm pretty gay. I want to be a chick, and it's harder for him now.
I'm pretty gay. No, no, no. That is another. Hey, guys, I was pretty gay a couple years ago. I have jumped the shark.
I want to switch sides right now.
So, no, here's what I'm saying. You have to handle this thing, for lack of a better term, with kids' gloves. And it is a very case-by-case situation. No, I don't think putting him in a dress, throwing makeup on him, and sending him into school is going to be the best thing for him. I think, look, if my kid really wanted to wear fucking dresses and it was just his thing and he really, 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 really wanted to wear dresses and he wouldn't stop, fucking let him wear a dress around the house. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but I
guess I would let him wear a dress around the house. But no, I don't know that choosing his gender or letting my 7-year-old choose his own gender.
There's a difference between choosing and finding.
Yeah, I think if you...
I don't think at 7 you can find a gender.
Yes,
yet.
I think you can. I think you know. I think it would be easier in life at an early age for him going to school with dresses, and then at 15, 16 years old, when kids start to realize shit. At 7, they don't know anything.
No, I think at that point, I think at 15 or 16, when they start to, then they go, hey, dude, hold off for another couple of years for your transition, all right? Wait to, you know, go to school, become what we do.
We'll send you to the nunnery. We'll tell everyone to go to the
nunnery. There's a way to do it, dude. I don't know. And like, I guess it's a debate, you know, but I don't think that I'm being hateful or closed-minded when I say that I don't think that's the right way to do it. By the way, this is 2.00001% of the population of the world.
Yeah.
It's the way you handle it, you know, and I think that we just have this thing where we're just fucking, you know, you said gender dysmorphia, and the reason I asked you if it was a word that is looked at with negative connotation is because I have body dysmorphia. Personally, I was over 300 pounds at one time. When I look in the mirror, even though I'm fucking Jack Diesel, like that's all real, I still see myself as being a fat guy. I still see all of the issues with my body. I still see every like little thing, and I will never be truly comfortable no matter what shit. I've seen pictures of myself where I'm like, holy shit, dude, I have a fucking six pack, real deal six pack. And I never feel that way. Like, I have to look back at pictures, and I never feel that way in the moment when I look in the mirror. And I think that that is a psychological issue. It's not like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I look at that as a negative thing. So gender dysmorphia, I feel like that's on a whole other level. If that's embedded in you, and you are built this way where you're seeing yourself as being a woman or a man, and you're the opposite gender, I think that that is something that should be explored, not something that should necessarily be embraced. Should I just embrace my body dysmorphia? Should I just embrace?
I think you should get
treatment for it, and that's what trans people go to therapy for.
Yeah, but therapy, right? But is my immediate thing? Oh, dude, let me fucking do some plastic surgery on myself to make that not the case anymore.
Yeah, but
I think that's a little.
You
fucked
don't
up.
Wake up and decide to become a woman. It's a years and years and years of taking. You know,
I mean, by
hormones.
The way, I can relate to that because I've thought about doing liposuction before because I still see like my love handles. I still see the my stomach isn't completely flat. And it's because I say this to my son's mother. She's like, are you fucking crazy? Liposuction? And I'm like, no, this is the way that I feel. So I understand it. But I think if I went under the knife for it, I think that it's debatable that it's kind of like, dude, what the fuck, dude? You're a little crazy there. You literally spent thousands of dollars to change your body with surgery. I'm not saying that it's wrong and I should be, you know, put into a cell or I'm any less of a person than the next person.
But it bothers you.
Well, it's just, I look at it as being kind of a psychological issue.
I think, honestly, if you had the money and you could do it, fucking do it. Why is that? Why is the big deal?
Scopo saying you need liposuction.
Yeah,
you fat fuck.
But no, if you have money and you find that irritating about yourself, what is the big deal about doing it?
It's not that it's a big deal about doing it. I don't need it.
You and don't. I, but on, let's, for yourself, though.
Let me say this. I don't need it. And just because it would make me feel better, in reality, I'd get the surgery and I would just look at the other angle. And I think it would just be more and more and more. And this is why a lot of, and I don't know, but you see a lot of transgendered people that are older and they really look like they're fucking batshit. Because now they're like, you ever like walk through like Times Square and see like an old tranny dude and he's got like the bright lipstick on, he's wearing a weird dress and he's like just really like, just like gone off the handle. They get like crazy surgery. Sometimes you see older transgender people that have that.
Well, that
so
also might
much.
Be that they got the surgery years ago before the technology was better.
That's also true. But I also think there is a part of it. It's Michael Jackson, you know.
Too much.
Michael Jackson's not transgendered, but it's a person who never was happy with himself. Okay? Looked at himself and made himself into a white woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, just shaved his face down over because he kept on looking in the mirror and wasn't attractive enough. Wasn't what he wanted to be. Everyone agrees that Michael Jackson is a loon. Take out the kid fucking, okay?
Yeah, just the surgery and the...
Just that shit.
Acting like a child alone is super weird.
That was bananas. And I kind of equate that to body dysmorphia, gender dysmorphia. It is, there's a... You look at yourself and you're not happy. And I don't know if surgery is necessarily always the answer. And I'm sure it is the case in a lot of cases. People get surgery and they love it, you know? But I think that there's also a lot of cases where it just becomes like this weird obsession where you're just constantly trying to change yourself. And I don't think that, I think you said it before, psychological help is probably the-
Just as important. I think it's as important to work on your mind as it is to alter your body.
Oh, there, of course, 100%.
We will have a time in our lifetime where there will be a movement, there probably already is a movement against psychological evaluation for transgender people getting elective surgery. I guarantee you there are people going like, well, why should they have to go through a psychological evaluation? And that's fucked up. I think that is a dangerous fucking thing that you just ignore the fact, ignore the realities of the world, that the people are built differently and they do think differently, and that for you to completely go, no, that's completely normal. There's no psychological problem there. I think it's dangerous.
In my life, most of the trans people I've known have been in therapy specifically for
it. I thought you were going to say have been inside of my butt.
Like, I played in a band where our singer was trans, and she lived in a house with three other trans people. They were all in therapy.
Yeah.
Seeing specifically for that, to like figuring out them.
Yeah. Hey, look, here's the thing. We're gonna wrap up here in a second. It's, you know, we joke a lot on the show and we make a lot of, you know, fucked up jokes, but we do get serious on the show as well. And it's like, you know, I don't want this thing to get, you know, mixed up and people to, you know, make it look like I'm saying that transgendered people or gay people or people with body dysmorphia or people that see their face differently than others are any less than the person that, you know, sees themselves the way they see themselves. Like, just let's fucking stop throwing comics under the bus for trying to find funny shit through honest conversation. What Bill said was really funny.
It's really honest.
You know? Very honest, very funny. It was a real... Don't you want that, America? Don't you want to watch Bill Burr and Conan sit down and have a real conversation? There's no hate there. There's no hatefulness. You know, it's like... And I think that, you know, we just have this thing. It kind of sucks. But I do think there's a pushback with people like Bill and Louie. You know, I think there's a pushback right now for fucking edgy, real comedy with real conversations, talking about real shit. For a while, for like probably the past 5 or 6 years, it felt like it was just going to like safe bullshit. And now slowly but surely, I feel like there's these comics that are just fucking saying what the fuck they want, you know?
Because he's saying what, I'm sorry, I thought it too. When I found out that she was coming to a woman, I was like, wait, what, really? Yeah. Bruce Jenner? The fucking Olympian? It's ridiculous. So I liked it. It was honest.
I just think it's cool because like Burr saying that, how many dudes of that age range who had the same reaction but couldn't make it into words saw that and they're like, oh, that's how I fucking feel.
Yeah.
And then maybe instead of being angry or confused now, they have a way to be like, oh, yeah, I was confused. I'm not angry. I'm not disgusted by it. I don't hate it. I was just confused.
Well, you know, when you're, especially guys, I think we have this sentiment when we're backed up against the wall, we like to swing.
You know, yeah.
You know, we like to fucking just kind of like, you know, we're fucking dummies, you know, so we don't understand something. You know, and it's like we're being told, no, you can't say that. We're going, fucking faggots, transgender people. We lose our minds. We don't know what to do. You know, something like this, somebody goes, oh, yeah, dude, that's exactly how I feel. Oh, it's letting the air out of the tires. You need to let the air out of the... You can't let that pressure fucking build up and tell people, no, 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 no. You can't think that way. You can't talk that way. You can... It's just going to make...
That's what they try... Yeah, make us do.
It's going to make people want to fight back. And it's the idea of a white entertainment channel. It's the idea of, you know, men's rights. You know, all of these things, they sound stupid, or they are stupid. Men's rights, kind of dumb, okay? It's a dumb concept. But it's a retaliation to women constantly being in our face, being like, you're a bad man who promotes rape culture. You're bad. Guys are the worst. Like, you do that, I'm going to fuck you, man. Let me show you why women suck. Because they won't stop putting their fucking bags on subway seats, you stupid bitch. And that's me. That's me right there. Because I can't be told I'm wrong over and over and over again. And I think that's, in general, where all of these things end up coming from. And Bill Burr did it in such a beautiful way that I think it does more for relations between a dude in this country and transgendered people than any fucking stupid blog trying to control our thoughts and words. All right, that was a good speech.
That was great.
Thanks, buddy.
Did you turn to Corinne Fisher right there, by the way, when you said...
What do you mean?
I thought we were going to get through this one without that.
You turn into a fucking, you're an asshole.
Duh. Oh, yeah, my impression. I don't have a lot of range, I'm going to be honest, guys. All right, we fucking did it, man. We're not... Well, we do the intros at the beginning of the show now, right?
Yeah, we did all the plugs.
So I'm not going to do anything, man.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking going to end the show.
Close it out.
Now Scopo can't fuck up your plugs by talking over them while the outro music's going.
Don't worry, I'll figure it out.
All right, guys, look. Thanks for listening. Solid episode, boys. I know it was a little bit... we got a little serious there for a couple moments, but that was a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I loved it.
That was a really good one, man. Funny stuff all around. Make sure you guys go follow us on Twitter. Luis J. Gomez, Chris Scopo. Zach is not funny. What else coming up? Anything else to promote, to plug? I don't know.
Thanks for listening.
No.
Yeah.
No. You should be thanking us for doing this show.
We don't have our...
I just want to point out that Scopo didn't say anything. He just said
three
words and mumbled.
I was going to say something, but I was like, it was going to go to an end. I was like, oh, fuck it. What?
I know.
Say la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you. That's all, folks.